Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today the 22nd para will be recited, 22nd juz. Surah Ahzab, which had commenced yesterday, will be completed today. And Surah Saba and Surah Fatir will be recited full, completely. And Surah Yasin Sharif will commence, inshallah. In Surah Ahzab, we hear the famous ayat, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the believers to convey and recite and send salutations and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favor unto humanity and to his ummah is something that we can never make do for. We can never make enough shukr and never show enough gratitude for the favor and for the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us. Merely the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from the ummah of Ram without any doing from our own side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made us from any period and from any time, but it is solely the favor and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us from the best of the ummahs, the last ummah to come onto this face of the earth, the first ummah to enter into Jannah, and the ummah with the highest and the best Nabi, the Nabi who is the leader of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the qurbani and the sacrifice and the trials and difficulties that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam underwent for us, for this deen, for this kalima la ilaha illallah to reach us, is something that we are all well aware of. And we need to engender and bring in this love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our hearts, into our lives. And we can do that by sending abundant durood and salutations on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on studying and learning the Mubarak seerah and the lifestyle and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the qurbani and the sacrifices that he made for us, it will open our eyes and we will understand how much Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through so that this deen could reach us. This will develop the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts, and the ultimate is that we bring our lives in total conformity to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam restricted to ibadat, not just that our salah, our roza, our hajj, our zakat must be in conformity to the sunnah method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, Hazrat Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought us an absolutely all-encompassing deen that covers every facet of our lives. So my interaction with my wife, My dealings with my neighbors, my business dealings, the contracts that I enter into, the way I treat my children, the way I treat my employees, my relationship with my employer, all of these things have been chalked out in the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is for us to bring this complete deen into our lives. To bring this complete deen into our lives, so that the nur of the sunnah can enlighten our way towards Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus by following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we also know that in Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention once again of the immense favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to Nabi Dawud alayhi salam and Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mountains and the birds hymning the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made metal and iron pliable in the hands of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, so that Dawud alayhi salam was able to form armor of coats of armor with his bare hands. He would be able to mold the metal in his hands without having any need to melt it or to pound it. Commentators say it was like wax in his hands, and the people of that time used to use flat sheets of metal attached to the front and the back of the body as armor, and that was extremely difficult and uncomfortable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Dawud alayhi salam, Nabi Dawud alayhi salam, the ilm and the knowledge of creating links so that it becomes flexible, and the armor, it allows the body to move with the armor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imbibe this knowledge into the mind and the heart of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then enumerates many other ni'mats and bounties that He had given to Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. At the end of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا, that, oh, the family of Dawood alayhi salam, make shukr and show gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, that few of my bondsmen are thankful. The ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are bounding upon each and every one of us. If we sit and we think what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, don't think about what the next person has. Think about what I have, what my Allah has given me. My eyes are functioning. I have a plate of food. I have a shelter over my head. Don't aspire for the other mansions of the others. Look at what Allah has given me. How far better off I am than multitudes of people in this dunya. And make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah enable myself and all of us to make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally and also by means of our actions, that every action of mine must conform to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another like was Sufi. So a reminder to the musallis, we have many new musallis in the masjid. Please be advised that the use of cell phones and mobile phones at